Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. And so on today's show, my guest is Ellen Skarsbrick. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Carol.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
So I'm out here in Lords Valley. We're recording this show, and you work for the Way Memorial Outpatient Services in the Radiology Department, correct?
That's correct.
But another important thing that you participate in, which we want to talk about, is the Pike County Tick-Borne Disease Task Force, correct?
Yes, it's an organization that's really near and dear to my heart. I was personally affected by tick-borne diseases. I was diagnosed in 2015, and at that time, there really weren't a lot of resources for people with tick-borne diseases, and I felt like we could do a better job, we meaning Way Memorial Hospital and the outpatient facilities, in helping people with tick-borne diseases. Most people at that time had to drive out of the area to get treated for their multiple tick-borne diseases. So along the way in my journey of recovering from my tick-borne illnesses, I met some like-minded people at Way Memorial Hospital who also agreed with me that we could do a better job at providing services. I met some of the Pike County commissioners at that time as well. Matt Osterberg put me in touch with Mickey Weiss, who was a resident in Milford, Pennsylvania, who was concerned about the lack of services and information about tick-borne diseases in this area. And so I became involved with the commissioners as well. All of these like-minded people that I was lucky enough to meet pulled together, and we acquired a lot of data about the incidence rates of tick-borne diseases in this area and the importance of getting treated early. And we met with the CEO of Way Memorial and some other officials, and the Pike County Health and Wellness facility was created at that time. And we now have providers who are trained in treating people with tick-borne illnesses, and it's right here in Lords Valley, mm-hmm. So it's a great resource.
Near and dear to your heart, and
yes.
Thank you. Really, I mean, that's why, you know, when I was thinking about, you know, doing something on ticks, and we're going to talk about the upcoming symposium, you were the person to go to, because you have been so involved in Pike County and the Tick-Borne Task Force and our Tick-Borne Wellness Center. So thank you for all of that, really.
You know, it was important to me to fill that need for the community.
And mm-hmm.
It's important to me to provide people with the tools that they need to get to be well and to get well.
Mm-hmm.
The work with the commissioners, we've put together a symposium at the direction of really Matt Osterberg, Kathy Maddos, Rosie Shep. They have organized a symposium on July 30th from 10 to 4. That's a Saturday, and it'll be held at the Pike County Training Center in right off of 739. There's a senior center down that way. It's near there. And we have a great panel of speakers. Dr. Kathy Maddos is a local chiropractor who also has a strong interest in health and wellness. Dr. Sami Yassin is an infectious diseases doctor who treats a lot of patients with tick-borne illnesses. Dr. Sarah Giordano is a doctor with MDL Labs in New Jersey. It's a well-respected lab for their great work with tick disease identification. Tina Vergara is a nurse who's involved in infusion therapy for tick-borne diseases. Dr. Amy Placco is a veterinarian who sees Lyme disease frequently in her canine patients. Neil Shep is a life coach who is going to talk to us about how to deal with chronic illness. And Dr. Bob Olar, who has long been searching for better tools to diagnose tick-borne illnesses, and his special interest is neurologic Lyme and Alzheimer's disease. So it's going to be a very informative day.
Right. And, you know, I wish I could attend. Unfortunately, I can't, but I think that anyone who wants to know more about tick-borne diseases or has family members or are living with it, they need to come to this event.
Yes.
Is it free?
Yes, this event is free. It is going to be all day, 10 to 4. I think snacks and lunch are going to be provided.
Sure. I know there's some giveaways in there, too.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But also great information. Great information that people can obtain and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, you know, you had mentioned that you're involved with the Pike County Task Force on Tick-Borne Diseases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what have the group as itself, you being a big part of it, have accomplished over the years? Because you really have brought to light the need for more information, more research, more treatment out there.
The task force has many members, you know, from different parts, different organizations within the county. And so we've all been trying to get as much information out there as we can. We early on realized that the schools in this area didn't have any formal program for dealing with children, students who may have ticks on them. In the past, the school nurses were instructed to just take the tick off and throw it out, and we felt that that was not a great idea. You know, parents should be informed. They should have the opportunity to get the tick tested. And so there are now formalized programs in both school districts in the area on how to proceed if they find a tick on a student. We have tools that students can bring home. We like to send a lot of materials home with kindergarten kids because those are the kids most likely to bring those tools and pamphlets home to their parents. We've done talks to camps. We've done talks at the schools. We've done talks to communities. And we also, one of the biggest things we're proud of is in collaboration with East Stroudsburg University, we did a survey of ticks in Pike County. We gridded off the whole county and collected deer ticks. We collected some of them were collected by the Tick Research Lab so that we could see what pathogens are active in our ticks in this area. We were shocked to find out that just about anything out there is here present in Pike County. There's some pretty dangerous ticks, as well as the basic ticks that have Lyme disease is more than that. And so that was illuminating and shocking at the same time, but we're using that as a platform to stress it how important it is to know what's in your environment. We learned so many things from that study, and that can be accessed through the www.ticklab.org as well.
And, you know, I think, you know, the point is not to scare people out there, but to, again, educate them and inform them. Because, you know, many years ago, it was like, oh, you know, we'll test you for Lyme disease, which is probably one of the number one tick-borne disease out there. But we know through research that there are so many other what you call pathogens, other diseases that tick may carry. And so, you know, with research, the labs test for more. That is so important, correct?
Absolutely. It used to be just test for Lyme.
Right.
And that's, you know, sometimes not the most active pathogen in the area. And often if the tick has Lyme, it also can have other things like ehrlichiosis, Babesia, Bartonella. Those are pretty common in this area now. And then the dangerous ones, Powassan and Tularemia, the more dangerous ones, I should say. They're all dangerous, but the more dangerous ones, those are present here as well. And so, you know, providers had to be made aware to look at those things. One of the things we did at Wayne Memorial was develop a tick panel because providers weren't always aware of what was active in the area. And I think that we did a pretty good job because now providers know to check for other things as well. It's not just Lyme.
Right, right. And I think, again, with research, with determination, these are all so important to keep our community healthy. So if someone sees a tick on them, what should they do?
You want to get the tick off as quickly as possible, like I said, and as completely as possible. But don't worry if you don't get everything out. It will eventually fall out anyway. But save that tick, put it in a baggie, and then I would strongly recommend getting the tick tested for pathogens. Once you know what the tick had, you know what to look for, what signs and symptoms to look for, and you can be careful. It used to be that they would say, medical providers would say, if you have a rash, then, we'll treat you. But we're finding that the estimates for that rash occurring are as infrequently as, maybe 30% right. to 50%. Now, that's not often enough. I think you have to assume that you might get sick until you can prove otherwise. And so if the tick comes back negative, you can say, well, that tick didn't make me sick. The problem with that is that if you have one tick on you, you might have had more.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one tick that you had checked, if that was negative, you're safer.
Right, right. I know this summer, I do a lot of work outside myself. I mean, we all do. It's a beautiful area, or even hiking or walking and stuff like that. I've had a tick on me. My daughter's had a tick on me. And, and I feel like I also try to protect myself when I
sure.
go out wearing long pants, right? And
sure.
pull the socks over the pants. And there's different stuff you can carefully spray your clothes with, or natural mm-hmm. stuff, correct?
Yes, I always say the least you should do is spray your shoes and your ankles with some kind of tick preventative.
Mm-hmm.
Because ticks are usually at ground level. They have a heat sensing organ, so when they know you're coming, they'll try to climb up high. They'll try to climb up on a blade of grass or whatever to try to get to you. But they don't jump, they don't fly, they don't throw themselves down from trees. They climb, and they're fast. So when they know you're coming, they're going to climb on a blade of grass and start to make it wave so that they can increase the odds of them hitting you. And then they're going to scurry up, and they go upward.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they move very quickly. So if you at least spray your shoes and socks, you're slowing down that process of them running up your leg and trying to find a good spot to latch on. If you're outside, you should wear light colored clothes, white socks. You can see them better. They are literally, the nymphs are the size of a poppy seed.
Oh.
So they're so, so hard to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you should try to tuck your socks over your pants leg and stuff. I mean, it's hard to do, especially when it's hot out like
right,
it is.
Right, 90
but,
degree. Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
if you know that you're in an area, a grassy area, Pachysandra they love to live in, you should be super careful about
mm-hmm.
that. The other interesting thing is that ticks know to stay on the edges of a path. I used to think, if you walked out through the woods, you're going to be more likely to encounter a tick, and you can, but they know to stay on the edges of a path. Usually it's sunnier there, and they know that the odds are better that they'll encounter
mm-hmm.
some kind of mammal going by.
Right.
So, we have all these beautiful trails in this area and hiking trails, and those are probably where most of the ticks are
right.
hanging out. When
right.
we collected ticks, we realized that.
Well, Ellen, unfortunately, we're almost out of time. Tell our audience again, there is that Lyme tick, tick-borne disease health symposium coming up on July 30th, right?
Yes, yep, 10 to 4. You don't even need to pre-register, just show up. We're all ready for you. There's going to be a wealth of information. There'll be materials for you to take home. And I strongly encourage anybody living in the tri-state area to try to attend.
Right, right. And thank you, for your team, for everything you do to increase the knowledge of tick-borne diseases here in Wayne and Pike County, because we have one of the highest rates, right?
We do, yep. Wayne County is right there with us, and We want everybody to have the tools that they need to keep themselves and their families safe.
Great. Ellen, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate all the information. Again, this is Carol Knieyer, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.